This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The preview of coming attractions is as autumn rolls in. I had the heat on for the first time last night since last spring. I think last in early May. So what does that leave us? Yeah, 60s the last couple of days, but down in 40s. I just keep my fingers crossed because I don't want frost. The frost ruins the haying season is still on. It doesn't ruin it, but doesn't help it. So, and besides, there's something about, there's a line in the sand that comes with the first frost. Maybe the line at the farm, much of anything else. We're involved in lots of transplanting now. If any of you have ever done that, sometimes people transplant their little potted plants and they bring them inside or they do others. I move trees around. We had all the crew on the farm yesterday moving a 50-foot tree that I had planted about, let's see, 8 years ago in the backyard, and it's grown so fast and so big that it's blocking my view of the back pasture. And so I don't want to have that. So I had the guys, we dug, took a backhoe and dug around it and picked it up and moved the thing. Had to get a crane in to move it around to the front yard because I think I said earlier in the season during a lightning and thunderstorm, one of the big 250-year-old maple trees in front of my house split. And coming, you know, looking at what was going on, it had only been held on by just a little bit for a long time. It's a sugar maple tree, so the ants got at it. And over, you know, 100 years or so, the ants digging away had weakened the superstructure of the tree. And this is a tree that's about 250 feet in the air. It's a great, the trees around my house, I'm so thankful for them because they're so beautiful.
But they're gorgeous,
and they
yes.
sort of set the tone for it. Have you ever seen a picture of my house?
I haven't, no. I want to. I'm going to come visit.
Okay, you can come visit. All right, so anyway, fall is upon us and things are changing. That's not all that's changing. But as you look around, one of the things that people are talking about is this movie this weekend, Taylor Swift's movie, already has sold $145 million worth of tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So is this for people that haven't gone to the concert, or
it's
is this for people who have gone to the concert?
Yeah, it's for both. It's for Taylor Swift fans, people who wanted to go to see the Eras Tour and couldn't, people who did go and want to relive it. And there was this weird phenomenon that a lot of people are discussing who did go see the show, where once the show was done, it was almost like they couldn't remember it. It was this weird amnesia kind of situation.
Really? Huh.
And I went with my sister and nieces, and I loved it. It was so well put together. But there were some moments where I was seeing videos on social media of different songs and all of this, and I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot about that. I forgot about this. So it's kind of like, it's one of those things that it's for everyone. People who went to the show, people who want to go to the show and couldn't.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see it.
It's
putting more people into the theaters.
Yeah, right, Chuck Curry. I love that. I'm not a fan. I just, you know, it's a different thing. Your father and I were talking about the music on the program yesterday, and he wants to, if he hasn't said this to you, encourage you and James to pick more of the music, because when I pick it, it tends to be a little moldy oldie stuff. But listen, here's the room.
I can tell you right now,
everything.
James is like clapping his hands together and like he is chomping at the bit.
Yeah.
I think he already has a pile of songs.
Yeah. They still have to come under my scrutiny there, pal.
All right.
Fine. Meanwhile, mind your place, James.
The announcement has been made by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. that he's going to run for president. Now, he's been talking about this for a number of months, but the statement now says he's going to run as an independent, which last night watching my favorite network, News Network News Nation, I'm watching these guys as they go through the stats, because as soon as, you know, you can imagine, as soon as he announced, there was a poll done, right? 2,400 Americans were asked if they were Republicans, if they were Democrats, or who would they support. 31% of them said they'd support Joe Biden. 33% of them said they would support Donald Trump. And 19% of them said they'd vote for Kennedy if the election were today. Now, that is quite a statement. Meanwhile,
his own family is like, no, thank you.
They don't like it. Yeah, the family doesn't like it at all. Dangerous to our country. What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, that his campaign is being slammed that way by four of his siblings. They've straight up denounced his candidacy. And the Kennedy family has been very, very much open of the sense of they keep personal lives separate from business.
Yes.
And no matter what is going on the business side of things, whether they agree or disagree, when it comes to family time, they all come together. And they're family first in those situations. But can you imagine doing something where your siblings are, or part of your family is just outwardly, like, against you?
It shows that, I just think it's arrogant. Frankly, I mean, dangerous to our country. Where the hell did they get off with that?
Can't you just choose to not vote for your brother?
Yeah, I just don't. Yeah.
Do you really have to do this whole, like, denounce his candidacy? He is a danger to our country.
Rory Kennedy, Kerry Kennedy, Joseph P. Kennedy II, and Kathleen Kennedy Townsend. She's a movie producer. You see her name in movies all the time. Anyway, Bobby May share the name as of our father, but he doesn't share the same values. Okay, so you may disagree, but to denounce it?
Yeah.
Get
lost.
Well,
you know what? He has six other siblings that have not denounced his candidacy.
Yeah, exactly. So he was John Kennedy's nephew. Anyway, he's switching his party from Democrat to Independent. Was in a rally in Philadelphia, and the sign read, Kennedy 2024, declare your independence. I already had made up my mind, when did I first say it? I'd vote for this guy. I think I said it 3 or 4 months ago when it first started to be a rumor. And I've tried to get him on the program.
On the program, yes.
And he's very busy speaking engagements, et cetera, et cetera. But he's got a strange voice brought about by something that happened to him. I think it was a vaccine. Now, that's what he says. And because he's not a fan of the, one of the things that the family doesn't like is because he's debunked the COVID-19 vaccinations, or he's talking about masks. And so there are some people who read into, well, this is a statement that he made about Jews engineering and spreading COVID, the COVID virus. I'm not sure that was taken in context. I don't know enough, but I never read it until I just heard, you know, some of the stuff that the family is saying, and they say he's an anti-Semite. I think that's a real stretch, and I don't know what he really said, frankly. You know, the Kennedy family is obviously close to Biden, and it's because they're all part of the same clique, in a manner of speaking.
And even his own wife, who I'm completely blanking on her name right now, she's an actress.
Yeah,
and
she
is even, go ahead.
Well, they have different points of view politically, apparently.
Yeah. And she's even said things of, like, I do not stand by what he said, or straight up denouncing comments that her husband has made, and very open about that. But RFK Jr.'s nephew, Caroline Kennedy's son, has said that it's an embarrassment, that RFK Jr.'s candidacy is an embarrassment, and went as far to point out there's the conspiracy theories, and that it's more than just about the whole quote-unquote Camelot stuff, and saying that JFK, he left this legacy, and that RFK Jr. could potentially destroy that legacy.
Oh,
but, like, how?
Yeah, exactly.
That just seems like
nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, So
he wins or he doesn't. I mean, come
the
on.
The question is, how does this impact? What does this mean in terms? And that's why I went to the stats right away, because he has drawn the first time I remember a stat on him was when right after he said, I'm going to run as a Democrat. Mm-hmm. And like 24% of Democrats who were polled in the next week after he made the announcement said, I'd vote for him. Democrats are not crazy unless you're a hardcore partyist. There's no love for Joe Biden because he's a clown.
No.
You know, I shouldn't say he's a clown. He's not doing a good job. Let's put it that way. And the latest fiasco with the money that went back to Iran, if you didn't hear it earlier, you can go back and listen to it because our program runs all day, every day, the whole thing. Uri Geller was with me earlier on, and he said when I asked him about Iran, he agreed with me 100% that the money that flew, that went back to flowed, perhaps, back to Iran with the blessing of, the administration had to okay it being released. Whether it's just bad judgment or something else is going on, who the heck knows? I give them the benefit of the doubt as to bad judgment. But, the Jews in this country are freaked out. That's an important block. And they easily, quickly put two and two together. In terms of Iran, the Iranian government they're bombastically crazy. The Ayatollah, these people are nuts, and their hatred. How do you have that much hatred in you, and you inspire others to hate that way? People say, "Well, look what had happened in this country on January 6th." I don't think it's anything like this. So, anyway, I'm. You can text live free to 2024 or 1. What is it? I did the numbers wrong. If you're interested in Kennedy, text live free to 20241. All right, that's the way to do it. And
this will be interesting. It sounds like this could be the first time somebody, a member of an independent party or anybody who is not a Republican or Democratic Party member.
Gets some traction.
Gets enough traction that they can make it to the big dance. Because whenever they have those big debates, it's only those two.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, you be sure that New York Times will not be in favor of it, which is enough to get me to vote for it right there. All right. 18 after on Good Day.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No. It was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Get ultimate durability and extreme weather performance with Rain-X Advantage wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase a pair of Rain-X Advantage wiper blades and save $10, plus get 2x O Rewards points. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. What you need to know, what people are saying, our thoughts certainly about what's going on, the radicalism, if you will, of the world is becoming pretty radical. And where is your heart today is a question that Jay asked, posted on our Good Day Networks. You can get to us on any of the social media handles at Good Day Networks. So where is your heart today? Maureen Hobbs said in Israel. That's to be understood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff said, I'm a geriatric social worker. Today is a challenge. My heart is with the folks I'm trying to help. Johnny Powell says, don't have a heart. I have a thumping gizzard. Oh. Good for you, Johnny. Ingrid Griffin said, my heart's with Israel and Ukraine and our country. May God bless us all. That's a great thought. Yes, I agree with you. Terry says, our dog Rosie, going to the veterinarian, been an issue with her leg. Okay, well, listen, we bring it all back home.
Mm-hmm.
Debbie Selby says, I'm with my son, who's having surgery, with my husband, who I love deeply. He's battling cancer. Ooh, wow. And with the people of Israel. Yeah. Heavy stuff there. Jeremy Winfield writes, home, because that's where the heart is. Right? That's pretty cool. I like that thought.
Yeah.
It is where, right? Let's say that. Norma Ramos says, I raised my granddaughter, put her through college, and she graduates with honors with her master's in December. My heart is always
it's
with her.
Her.
Yep. Bridget writes, Israel. John says, my heart is with my friend Larry, whose birthday is today. He lost his battle with cancer. That sucks. Judy Gerlach says, for sure with Israel. Melody says, in my chest with me at work. Okay, well, that's a good place for it to be. Don Berg writes, I left my heart in San Francisco.
No. Oh, no, wait, that's the San Jose song. Never mind.
Right, no. I
got my fans confused.
James is probably going to edit this out because I'm singing. That's a great song. Tony Bennett popularized it at first. I left my heart and, okay. Tim Lowe is in Israel with his heart. My son-in-law's family is there. Scary time for them. Stacy Array says, my heart's in the chemo room. Mm. Liz, a lot of heavy stuff. People have heavy stuff going on with them. Liz Is it Ovar? Do you think that's how to pronounce that?
That's pronounced Ovar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the Middle East, for all the innocents who are victims of this terrorism. Yep. Yep, 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 yep. There's a social media survey suggesting nearly half of the users spend hundreds of dollars on impulse purchasing. How about that? Half of social media users are spending hundreds of dollars a year making impulse purchases. Is that you, Jay? Do you buy impulsively when you see something they love?
Yes, the advertisers yes want and it. No. Yes and no. I am definitely the target of some of these where I see something, but I always do. I feel like an impulse buy is you see it, you want it, you get it immediately. Mm-hmm. I do research. I go and I look to see, is this good quality material? Is this an actual company that is showing up on my social medias before I buy anything? I go and I look at reviews of the product and all of that stuff. And then I don't actually just click on the link in the on social media, whether it's Instagram or X or Facebook or something like that. I will go to the website itself in my browser and search for what I am looking. I have done that before. I have bought things because I saw them on social media, but I have, like, all these stuffs that I do before I buy them. But I have bought stuff from social media because it looked great.
The survey is broken down by generations. Let's see here. Gen Z, $850 a year. Millennials, $1,000 a year. $500 for Gen X. $400 for boomers. Yeah. All right. Well, it's interesting to know what you're getting sucked into, right, folks? 28 past the hour. This is good.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is scheduled to deliver remarks today on the Hamas terrorist attacks in Israel. Officials say he'll speak from the White House at 1 p.m. Eastern. Since Hamas' initial attack over the weekend, the death toll on both sides has risen to over 1,500, including 11 Americans. Biden noted earlier Monday that it's likely American citizens are being held hostage by Hamas. It should be noted Hamas says it will execute hostages on live TV if Israel attacks civilians in Gaza. The terrorist group claims to have more than 100 hostages, including Israeli army officers. House Republicans described yesterday's talks for a new speaker as an emotional two-hour meeting, while a vote to replace Kevin McCarthy's House speakership could happen as soon as Wednesday. The two candidates leading the talks are Ohio Republican Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana. Lance Pry, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
A reference to a conversation we had a few minutes ago. My broadcasting friends and supporters always have said to me, I buy into this, you don't go backwards, you know, make reference to things that some people may not have heard. However, my solution to that problem is you go to gooddayshow.com. I just sent a note to somebody who couldn't find us on the radio. And I said, just go to gooddayshows.com. I'd prefer you listen on a radio station because that's the business I'm in. But we're in the audio business these days and the podcast business, the download business. So you can find all the references and the stories that we talk about and our point of view at any of those locations. Tony Bennett has the best version of this. I think it's one of his signature songs, actually. It was the first real big hit he had.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we were talking about Jay asked on our social media at Good Day Networks, where was your heart today? And one person said, my heart was in San Francisco. Listen, as good as any place for it to be.
Sounds like a music request to me.
Yeah, certainly. All right, so here we are, focused on a number of things. This problem in Israel is not going to go away in 24 or 48 hours. A lot of people talking about why it happened. I have a friend who, I have a lot of, this is Sally. Oh, some of my best friends are Jewish. Yeah. Some of my best friends are black. Some of my best friends are my best friends. That's what, I don't care what they are. Some of my best friends are bald. Some of my best friends have lots of hair. Some of my best friends have a big nose. Anyway.
Some have freckles.
Yes. Ooh, Jay Bird's got freckles. She must be my friend. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Whether you like it or not.
I like it. Some of my best friends have four legs, frankly. And a lot of my best friends, I have more friends who have four legs than who have two legs, in fact. So, anyway, so this guy who runs one of the advertising agencies that I work with, I've been friends with him for a long time, a wonderful guy, he had planned a trip with his wife and a couple of friends to go to Israel last week. So I went over on Thursday, and this whole thing exploded, if you'll pardon the pun, on Saturday. So he did his best to get out, and right now he just emailed me from the British Airways lounge in Heathrow. At least he got out of Tel Aviv and got as far as London, which is, you know, now he's okay. He was going to stay there for a week or 10 days, and obviously that got cut short. But he wrote, because he was listening to me on gooddayshow.com, and he said he was listening to Uri and I talking about the responsibility that the Democrats or the people in power in the White House and the administration bear for this problem. He writes the Dems that wanted to kind of, he's a pretty open-minded guy. He votes for both Democrats and Republicans, kind of like me. I don't vote for any of them, actually. I vote for the person. Anyway, you know that story.
You vote for the person, not the party.
Yeah. So anyway, he said the Dems wanted to cut a deal, the president, and he talks about the president he puts Kerry and Biden together in a pot that's not particularly full of goodwill. Anyway, so I'm paraphrasing. He refers to them as modern Chamberlains. Now, if you don't know, do you know who Lord Chamberlain was during...
I recognize the name.
The uprun, well, he's like John Kennedy's, an old man, Joe Kennedy, the father. This is a real kicker, and I put him together with the Chamberlains. They were pacifists, not that there's anything wrong with that. We all, if we have any brains, want to be pacifists. We don't want war. We don't want upset. But when you see a problem, you don't run away from it. You don't try to assuage it. You try to deal with it, like, point blank. Chamberlain led the Brits away from encountering the Nazis, and you see what it got them. And so Spence, my friend says, refers to them as foolish knaves. And then he talks about the squad and Bernie Sanders and their ilk. This is not a good combination by any stretch of the imagination. So hopefully he says there will be reverberations in U.S. elections. I hope people are smart enough and educated enough to understand the system and what we are confronted with here, because we are confronted with an opportunity for leadership, which we don't have. We need leadership, and we don't have it. So, anyway, that's my friend's take on it, and a few extra comments from yours truly. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Federal officials have issued a warning about a safety violation at the nuclear plant in South Carolina. Cracks discovered in the backup emergency fuel line. These are small cracks, been found a half a dozen times in the past 20 years in the pipes that carry the fuel to the emergency generators that provide cooling water for the reactor if, in fact, the electricity fails. This is the summer plant near Columbia South Carolina, run by the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. You know, there are a lot of these things. What happens, once again, I can put a twist or a turn on this. There are a lot of nuclear power plants that never, ever have experienced a problem.
Mm-hmm.
There are some who've had minor problems, which this is, that can be fixed, and you know, the correction takes place, and everybody lives happily ever after. And then there are problems that can't be fixed. We haven't had any problems. We had that whole business of in the Pennsylvania River. What the heck was the name of that? It was like 30 years ago. I forget. But it turned out to be nothing. But anyway, there are pipe problems. Here's my take on this, all right? You know, obviously we encourage your thoughts on our social media platforms and also at 855-999-3684, because I want to know what, if you think about this, what does it mean to you where we have, if you're living in that area, we have a couple of stations that are close to that area, what does it mean? Are you worried? Does the news media stir this pot?
Yeah.
So that you get worried about something that doesn't, these things happen all the time.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Or because you live in the area nearby, are you kind of more educated on a lot of this stuff? Where there was a crack that first appeared in 2003. And these things happen. And the only reason for the yellow warning is because of repeated cracking. It's not because of a first out of the blue initiated crack. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I know exactly what you mean. So anyway, let's move around the country a little bit here as time allows. A Louisiana public school principal apologizing, requesting leave because he punished a student, questioned her religious beliefs after he saw a video of her dancing in an off-campus party. What are you, nuts? Get lost. Get your nose out. What is the matter? See, this is it, though. Louisiana
like
and
homecoming festivities,
I mean, this is so. I'm trying my darndest not to be judgmental because I really am going down a street here. I think yesterday I got a sock from somebody that listens in Mississippi. How dare you say that about? I said something about Mississippi, Tennessee. What was it? Do you remember what I said about some of the southern states and what goes on there? You know, everybody's got a different set of values. Do I think this is a smart set of values? No, I don't.
Well, was it when we were talking about a teacher who was put on leave or wrongfully terminated because she had an OnlyFans account? Or
yes.
There was another situation. There was another story a while back where
yeah.
it was a Catholic school and an unwed teacher was pregnant. But
yeah.
I feel like there's also a different set of rules between private Catholic schools and a public school. Like
yeah.
for this one particularly in Louisiana, it was a public school, and a 17-year-old
mm-hmm.
student is the government president, the school president, and a scholarship candidate. And the principal, after seeing the student dancing in a video that the DJ took and put on social media at this party, said that, "I'm pulling you from your government duties. You're no longer part of the student council, and I will no longer recommend you for scholarships." And
get
you're
lost.
Not getting, yeah, like all of these things. And how dare you, principal? Like, that's
yeah.
not your place. It's you. Do you think that, like, what is this? What's that movie, Footloose, where the whole town was,
is dancing.
You know, told they couldn't dance at all? Like, do you really think it? So that this is a party after homecoming. Do you think the student wasn't dancing at homecoming? And one of the things the principal had said was that the student is not living, but question whether or not the student is following the Lord, not living in the way of the Lord. This is a public school. Maybe if it was a Catholic school and you have to sign, like, some kind of... Do students sign some sort of contract of how they will act or whatever?
At private schools?
In private schools. I didn't go to private school. But
yeah.
I know in public schools you do not do anything like that.
My kids went to public and private school, and I remember anything like that happening.
Did they prefer one over the other?
Well, because they started in public school early on. They both went to the elementary school that I went to here in Framingham. And then when we got divorced, they went to public school in Norwell. And then Megan went to Middlesex And Brendan went to, Brendan went to Middlesex in Concord, and Megan went to Milton Academy in the their high school years, junior high and high school. And they flourished. Both of them did well. Megan went on to get a DPhil from an Oxford college, and I think a lot of the preparation was done in Milton. And she was curious anyway, she was that sort. Brendan, however, not so much. It took him a few extra years to get out of Trinity. And, you know, we look back at that and think about the experiences and what it taught you. I'll never forget, my mind is wandering a little bit now, when I expected certain things of my son. You expect certain things of your children, right? And they expect certain things from you as parents. So not long ago, I was talking to Brendan about going into, he was working in a diner in Hartford, Connecticut, where I was going to school. And I remember going down and having lunch there and seeing him as happy as he could be working in the diner. And I thought to myself, what the hell am I sending this kid to school for? He likes working in the diner. Let him work in the diner if that's what he wants to do. And he did, and he worked at other jobs like that. He had a couple of, mm-hmm. I mean, doesn't everybody work in a restaurant at some point in time as a waiter or a cook or something? Doesn't pretty much everybody do that?
Or at least something in the service industry, yes, whether it's at a clothing store, restaurant, cafe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so under the circumstances, they didn't get into the same circumstance that this youngster got into. By the way, here's the bulletin. Joe Biden says that the $6 billion in Iranian funds have been untouched. So it's not us, so he says. You believe him? It's 48 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hustle up. We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sarusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for street. Can you give me a hand over here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for good advice from good doctors, and we've got him here on Good Day. Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has two really good, really great, in fact, websites. ForbiddenDoctor.com is all about the gaps, the material you need to keep your gut and your body healthy, the things that are there, offerings like the Lee enzymes that you need to have. You can check those out at ForbiddenDoctor.com and also JackStockwell.com. which follows his Nooka chiropractic practice. So anyway, we have always lots of things to talk about. Jack has done some research into blood thinners, and you'll want to know what he has found. We'll discuss that in a matter of moments. First, though, let's talk about your eyes and changes in your eyesight. They seem to, I'm told, Jack, and I think you're told as well, it's part of getting older. Yeah, I want to hear that. So today is World Sight Day, and the request is that you consider visiting your eye doctor. If you don't have one, you ought to get one to check on the health of your eyes. Here's Trevor Smith with some interesting things for you to notice.
Have you noticed that your eyesight has changed while reading or on a computer? No need to panic. Changes in eyesight are a normal part of aging. Visit your doctor to check on the health of your eyes. Chances are you probably need a pair of reading glasses. Angel Chu with Foster Grant has more.
Reading glasses makes it easier to read for long periods and reduce squinting and eye fatigue. And any pair won't do. In honor of World Sight Day, Foster Grant, a provider of quality and stylish eyewear, wants to help you invest in your eye health with a pair of reading glasses you'll love.
Choosing the right pair of reading glasses is crucial.
Be sure to pick out a stylish pair you love and will actually wear. Consider reading sunglasses for outdoor reading and find a frame that fits your face shape well and is comfortable. Invest in a slim, easy-to-carry pair for great portability. And seek out brands with high-quality lenses and frames like Foster Grant.
Learn more at fostergrant.com.
All right, let's talk about blood thinners. For those of you who are on Eliquis or Warfarin, or whatever rat poison the doctor has put you on, because that's what it is. Am I right? I'm not being too cynical. It is rat poison, right?
Yeah, well, warfarin is also known as Coumadin.
coumadin.
Warfarin is the one that is the rat poison. It's cinnamon. It comes from cinnamon. They make it out of cinnamon.
Really?
Because cinnamon is known to thin the blood. It's been known to thin the blood for a couple of hundred years now.
Mm-hmm.
It just got pushed off of the shelf in place of pharmaceuticals.
Why don't we talk about the things that you would suggest people rather than using drugs? If your doctor says you need to thin your blood, I take a baby aspirin, but that maybe isn't even necessary because I'm on to a lot of these things here. I take garlic, I take ginkgo, I take green tea, I take the fish oil. So
yeah, well, you're
do
covered.
I even need to take the baby aspirin?
Well, you know, that's between you and whoever prescribed that. But there are studies that show that baby aspirin, I know who prescribed it.
Yeah.
But there are studies that show it really isn't that effective anyway.
Really?
And
it doesn't do you any good. It doesn't do you any harm. It's just
No, it's more harmful. It leads to stomach problems, if nothing else. But just cayenne pepper.
What's cayenne? Cayenne pepper sounds like something out of a cowboy movie.
Well, yeah, it's been known for a long time to be a wonderful tonic for the heart, and it has natural, it lowers the fats, it lowers blood pressure, it's good for diabetes, it's good for obesity. You know, people have been taking cayenne pepper for...
How do you get it, though? What's the best way to...
Oh, you can get it, well, you can get it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You just order cayenne pepper, it comes in a capsule, and you take one of them, you just take one of them a day, that's it.
And does it come from standard process, or is it something else?
No, it's a standard process product.
So you can add that to my order, please. Because I think
and
I
then,
could use it.
You know, and then the fish oils, the omega-3 fish oils. We know that stops blood from coagulating too fast.
Yeah.
And then there's turmeric, curcumin.
Yeah.
It inhibits thrombin. It stops the clotting process. Only in the sense if you're prone to clots, not in a normal situation. Mm-hmm. And then vitamin E. You know, avocados, almonds, broccoli, whole grains, they're loaded with vitamin E, is known to reduce the risk of blood clots in women. And so
this is what we've done
for hundreds of years.
Some of them more for women and some more for men, or they're all
not
universal?
Not necessarily. They're all for both. It's just that there's some studies that show that vitamin E reduces the risk of blood clots in women. It doesn't mean it doesn't in men. It's just more profound in women. And it's a hormonal type thing because vitamin E will affect hormonal levels. So these are foods that are commonly obtained in the store or in the home that are known to stop clots.
Thank you for that important information. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.